Telemedicine allows doctors to electronically connect to their patients, usually through video conferencing. Florida is looking to Georgia as a guide in how to craft its telemedicine policy. Paula Guy heads the Georgia Telemedicine Network, Telehealth. She says physicians must support telemedicine for it to work. The best way to do that is by paying them.
I'll speak very bluntly about it. Unfortunately, and fortunately, they have to make a living, but docs don't do free care. And if they think they're going to have to see a patient by telemedicine and not get paid, they're not going to do it, and you're not going to be successful.
Telemedicine is viewed as a way to reach rural patients who may not have much access to doctors. Others see it as a cost-saving measure with its focus on prevention. Florida's Medicaid program for low-income people does reimburse telemedicine costs, but it's only for people with a few specific conditions. Private insurers can also pick and choose whether they want to reimburse and at what rate. Several of the proposals already filed call for doctors to be paid the same for telemedicine as they would be for an in-person visit. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.